Alex Stephen joining me now from Racing and Sports. Morning, Alex.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, doing good.
Good day of racing on Saturday. We might run through and look back at Rose Hill. The first there, a couple of smart horses in that first, the two-year-old Siege of Quebec, and Calculated. They broke away from the rest.
You are right. It was a very good meeting at Rose Hill on Saturday for a by winter standards. And the meeting, yeah, it did get off to a flying start. Siege of Quebec and Calculated, these two colts, they look well on their way to stakes. Siege of Quebec, he's run to a time form rating of 103. Calculated ran to a time form rating of 102. And these pair, they were cut above their rivals on Saturday. The winner put four lengths on the third place, Get a Condor, which is suggestive of this being a strong two-year-old race. Siege of Quebec, sounds like he's going to be freshened up and will return in the Ming Dynasty on August 26th. That'd suggest that he's going into the Golden Roast third up from there. And Calculated, he looked the winner approaching the furlong. Perhaps inexperience just cost him. Maybe lost focus when he hit the front. Might need a pair of blinkers on him. Nice colt. It'll be interesting to see what they do with him. He's bred to want a bit more ground. There's a 1,500-metre two-year-old handicap at Rose Hill on July 29. That could be his for the taking. Maybe the Caulfield Guinea's an option for him in the spring with a bit more maturity, Sean.
Yeah, both smart horses. The next, and Jason Coyle's got that terrific strike rate, 11.6% when he runs his horses in town. It's amazing. And Incentata was a nice winner.
I was looking into his strike rates too, Sean, and I've got another one up the sleeve to share in a second. In Sensato, she was dropping back in trip on Saturday, and not only that, she settled back on a pretty slow tempo, wound up strongly and produced a big win. We've awarded her a time form rating of 95. That's the career best for her. And Jason Coyle having a great season, 57 winners, and 18 of those wins have been by fillies. He's got a strike rate of 24% with fillies this season, and that's a favourable stat for Jason moving forward into next season. Suggests that he's got a team of up-and-comers out there at Warwick Farm. Incensada, with her Bob's bonuses, she's earned connections near 150 grand in her past two starts. And looking at the calendar, there are a couple of options for her at Rose Hill in 2 weeks' time, and she can have a crack at some more of that Bob's cash.
All right, the Highway Handicap, Buddy Honest, nice front-running ride from Rachel Murray there to get the money.
Yeah, it was. I'd love to see Rachel get a few more rides in the city. I hope she comes back, because I know she was apprenticed out at Warwick Farm for a while. Buddy Otters led, controlled the race, kicked in the straight and two good, ran to a time form rating of 75. That gate speed that he has, that's a fantastic asset. Unfortunately, though, unless they want to step him up in trip, there doesn't look to be another Highway Handicap for him this season. Maybe Alicia can run him next week at, say, Wyong, Canterbury or Gosford. Tight turning tracks which tend to favour leaders, and he could have a lot of fun around those sort of circuits in the coming months and weeks.
Right, yeah, the next, and Vaucluse Bay, probably the one we weren't expecting from the Chris Waller camp to win.
Yeah, it was a good ride by Jason Collett. Vaucluse Bay, he produced a time form rating of 94. He's been good so far this campaign. Very consistent, sort of around the provincials and midweek metro meetings. The runner-up RB, Sam, he was excellent too, though. Better than Vaucluse Bay, in fact. He was only beaten narrowly and gave the win of 4 kilos. He's produced a time form rating of 103. For his first outing beyond a mile, that's very encouraging. And I think he's the one to follow out of the race, I'd say, Sean.
Rightio, we go to the next. And pick me up, Tim Martin, good win.
Yeah, was dropping back noticeably in trip and obviously loved it. That was the best win of his career. Ran to a time form rating of 97. 1,500 metres the start prior. He was admittedly trapped a bit deep, but still, he was quite one pace compared to his first two runs this prep. So they'll have to keep him sprint trips now, surely, after that, Sean.
All right. The winning post in Washington Heights. Gerald Ryan was wrapped with this horse.
Oh, one of the runs of the day. It was a real head-turner. After more than a year away from racing, first up, he's just gone bang with a performance rated 107p, and that's the highest-rated performance in the country over the weekend. We've got the win rated 1 pound higher than Cepedo winning the John Monash down in Caulfield. The win looked great, but not even the best he can do, which is scary for his rivals coming up in the coming weeks. He finished second in the 2014 San Domenico behind Nostradamus, where he ran up to 112p. The missile staked in 3 weeks' time, he'll have to go there second up. The runner-up, Sir Posh, brave in defeat, ran to a time form rating of 100, which is what he produced first up as well. He may want more ground now. There's a benchmark 85 handicap at Rose Hill in 2 weeks' time, over 1,350 metres. Oh, I think that could be ideal for him fourth up. So, yeah, Gerald, he's very confident that this horse is going to go deep into the spring, through the group sprint. So definitely one to watch. And the rating that he produced on Saturday suggests that Gerald's spot on the money with that assessment.
All right, the Widder Stakes and Slightly Sweet. Jess Taylor was a nice ride again, chasing Coyle.
Yeah, first stakes winner. The favourite, Gold Symphony and Slightly Sweet. They settled alongside each other in transit. Gold Symphony, he struck all sorts of interference in the straight, whereas Slightly Sweet, she peeled out wide, stayed out of trouble and got things done. Produced a time form rating of 103. That's about a length below her best as well. It suggests that there is a bit more room for improvement there. It was a long time ago, but she was a dual group winner as a three-year-old where she twice ran up to 106. I think she won the Keith Nolan and the JB Car Stakes as a three-year-old filly. So she should go to the Winter Challenge at Rose Hill in 2 weeks' time. And I'm sure after the ride that she gave Jess Taylor, she'll be on there and back at Rose Hill in 2 weeks.
And Collateral bounce back?
Yeah, Tim Clark back on. I think that was the key. They've got a good relationship together. And Collateral, he's run to 98 on Saturday. Just to start prior, just got a little bit too back behind a slow tempo and just couldn't quite sprint enough over 2,400 metres. But, yeah, I think the senior jockey getting back on was the key. And they had a really good tempo up front to sort of just settle back and rattle home off behind. So there are definitely options for Collateral in the coming weeks. I think he was a benchmark 80 horse prior to Saturday. And he can definitely have another one or two starts before the spring horses start coming back in Sydney.
All right, and Adam Hieronymus got home again in the last.
It was great. Got the treble up, and what's interesting is I think everyone sort of associates Adam as being a bit of a human metronome, just a great front-running jockey, whereas, on Saturday, he sort of settled a few of them back in the field, and they've run on really nice. Hunter Jack, he's just sort of your bread and butter winter horse. You're not really going to see him in the spring or in the autumn. Just like a couple that we saw last week, you'd love to have a stable full of them. And, got the double for Tim Martin. And Hunter Jack, he's bounced back sharply, dropping back from stakes level. And on Saturday, he's run to a time form rating of 90. And that's the best figure that he's reeled off in quite some time. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with him. Perhaps maybe keep him around a mile, because he certainly looked very effective on the weekend.
All right, what stood out? What did you like from Rose Hill?
Oh, Washington Heights, he was fantastic. I think we might be only just scraping the surface with him this prep. And those two-year-olds that we saw at the start of the meeting, Siege of Quebec and Calculated, I think they can both go on to bigger and better things over this next season as three-year-olds.
What about the Monash at Caulfield? Sepito was a nice win there.
Yes, Sepito. So he's run to a time form rating of 106. It was an excellent first-up effort. But I tell you what, Nick Kent, he just placed him beautifully at those set weights. He was up against a lot of very exposed sprinters who were sort of going up and down in the one spot. Congratulations to all involved there. And he'll be fitter, and there are a lot more races in the coming weeks that he can pick off. He'll sort of be the fit quality sprinter on the scene, where maybe some of the sprinters, they're not quite ready. They've got other goals in mind further on in the prep. And 106, that's well below what he's capable of. He placed in the Goodwood last year, and he ran to a time form rating of 116. So he's got sort of 2 to 3 lengths up his sleeve to give deeper into this spring.
All right. And Araldo Jr. spoke to Mike Moroney. He won the Queensland Cup with him. He's just one of those horses that likes distance, I think, isn't he?
Yeah, I think that's right. I haven't really looked too much up in Queensland for the weekend, Sean. I sort of lose my bearings north of Newcastle. But yeah, you're right. He's just a horse that needs ground. And look, Connections found a great race for him there. It was a thin race. Obviously, our staying ranks aren't really much to brag about, which is why all these imports from overseas tend to go so well. But Araldo Jr., he's run to a time form rating of 102, and that's the best we've seen from him for some time. He ran to 102 about 12 months ago, placing in a 2,500 metre handicap at Flemington. The best we've seen from him is a time form rating of 104. He also produced that 12 months ago. And I think, look, that's probably about his limit. That's probably why we're seeing Mick send him up to pick off a race like the Queensland Cup, Sean.
Yeah, found his mark. Good on you, Alex. Good to catch up. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Sean.
Alex Deben there from Racing and Sports.